hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Ahoy, sailors of all ages! Ha 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 ha! This be Uncle Jonas Quidley, inviting you aboard the good ship Jolly Roger for a chillin' and thrilling new adventure called Cold Hardica. I hope you brought along some warm clothes and mittens, because we're headed for the land of snow, icebergs, and popsicles! Ha ha ha! In this new series of adventures, beware, mates, of some seemingly friendly characters that have the power to chill ye to the bone. There be secret agents, giant polar bears, and sinister snowflakes to boot. So wrap your warmest scarf around your neck. I'll be standing by the stove with a fresh batch of Mama Squidley's secret recipe of hot chocolatey cocoa, topped with melted marshmallows and a sprinkle of cinnamon. Ah, the pinnacle of perfection it be. It's all in the chocolate, mateys. But now, we're right on course for the thrillin', chillin', and spillin' new adventure, Cold Hardica. Hold on to your mugs, mates.
On deck, we're sailing into the Bay of Cold Hardica.
Look at that giant iceberg, Captain Patch.
Shiver me timbers, it must be 200 feet tall. Don't steer the Jolly Roger too close, PJ.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I'm about ready to freeze my little beak off.
Don't worry, Sissy Seagull. Your down jacket will keep you warm.
I sure hope so.
Captain, I really appreciate you and your crew bringing me to Cold Hardica. I just hope we're not too late to rescue my brother.
I do too, Farron. Most people don't really know how dangerous a cold heart can be.
That's what bothers me, Captain. Celsius used to have a warm heart toward the things of God. I've got to find him if it's the last thing I do.
Aren't you afraid, Farron?
Sure, PJ. But helping Celsius get out of Cold Hardica is really important to me. I'm gonna do whatever it takes, or my name's not Farron Height.
Mm-hmm. Popsicles, fudgesicles, dreamsicles, would you believe, bicycles?
Who's that? Floating towards the ship on a little ice chest.
It's some kind of bird, and he's dressed up in a tuxedo.
And it kind of looks like Sissy.
Oh, I'm not that fat.
Hello there, friends, foes, and anyone else who might be listening. May I come aboard?
Sure, mate. Just climb up the rope ladder.
Aha! If there's one thing I know how to do, it's how to climb a rope ladder. Ah! Oh, I can't swim!
Grab on to the bottom of the ladder. We'll pull you up.
Thank you. Thank you very much, but I had everything under control. Klondike Q Penguin, at your service.
Wowie crocotowie! You sure look handsome, Klondike.
Why, thank you, my charming cheery chirper.
Why are you all dressed up in a tuxedo?
Would you believe I always dress up in my waterproof tuxedo for special occasions?
What special occasion?
Why, making your acquaintance, of course, you spectacular spiffy sparrow.
Ooh, I feel all quivery shivery.
Aha! I thought you looked weak from hunger. Here, have a popsicle and cool off a bit. Chill out with a chilly confection, sweetie.
Thank you, kind sir. Ouch! My beak!
Oh, sorry. I forgot about the hidden camera. I've got gadgets everywhere.
What are you doing out here in the Bay of Cold Hardica, Klondike?
Would you believe I'm looking for someone to serve? Anybody for a colossal Cold Hardica caramel ice cream concoction?
I want to be a servant. That's why I'm so observant. Sharing and really caring and serving others every day.
Just let me serve you.
I won't be lazy.
Mates, it seems our little penguin friend is getting to know the crew a bit better. And Farron is searching for her brother Celsius, who may be in danger of getting a cold heart towards the Lord. The good book, God's Holy Word, gives us great advice for avoiding a cold heart. In Deuteronomy 6:5, God commands us to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You know, mates, God never asks us to do anything that he has not already done himself in the person of the Lord Jesus. And he assures us that faithful is he who calleth us, who also will do it. Ha ha! Now listen, mates, for this important announcement.
Hey, kids. It's Christiane again here to greet you. I love to hear this adventure with Patch. Can't wait to see what'll happen next. The good news is this adventure is also available through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. Just to remind you, have Mom or Dad log on at patchthepirate.org. All you have to do is click on Purchase. The link will safely take you to a world of Patch the Pirate's godly character adventures and music. You'll also find free coloring pages, recent broadcasts, and so much more. Click patchthepirate.org or call the crew at 1-800-GO-PATCH. From the airwaves to the webwaves, we're committed to reaching all of the children of the world with Christ-honoring music. That's 1-800-GO-PATCH or www.patchthepirate.org. I hope you'll visit us today.
Now, here's the Patch Kids with a great scriptural reminder and song.
When I have a little job, I will always do it. Never thinking it's too small, but quickly hopping to it. Cause the task I'm told to do seems so small to me. God can take a tiny seed and make a great big tree.
For part two of Cold Heartica, we'll be meeting a wee little fella named Dr. Jack Frost and a giant polar bear named Zero as their crew continues their search for the rescue of Celsius in the frozen land of Cold Heartica. So long, mateys! Ha 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 ha!